Good morning. Hey, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's the name of this program that you can hear every Sunday at this time on CHUO-FM at the University of Ottawa. It's a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. Those were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, of great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. I'm David Peel, and these are songs I've heard before. Perhaps you've heard them too. But even if you haven't, join me for an hour, listen to some old records, and hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. And today, well, some familiar music by Glenn Miller. Tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of his birth. And when I was reminded of that, I thought, what better way to mark the occasion than to play as many as we can of his popular records. The best of his years as leader of a big band were brief, from 1939 to 1944. And we're going to begin with three of his hits from 1939. In the Mood, Moon Love, from a theme in Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, and first, his theme, which he composed himself, Moonlight Serenade.
Thank you. nothing but moon love. Will you be gone when the dawn comes stealing through? Are these just moon dreams, grand while the moon beams? But when the moon fades away, will my dreams come true? Much as I love you, don't let me love you. If I must pay for your kiss with lonely tears, say it's not moon love, tell me it's true love. Say you'll be mine when the moon disappears.
His orchestra, In the Mood. Before that, we heard Moon Love with a vocal by Ray Eberly, and the Glenn Miller theme, Moonlight Serenade. Moonlight Serenade and Moon Love were recorded in 1939, but the recording of In the Mood, his greatest hit of all, was from the soundtrack of the film Sun Valley Serenade, in which the Miller Band appeared, and it was recorded in 1941. Today we're marking Glenn Miller's birth on March the 1st, 1904, in Clarinda, Iowa, where I'm sure they're having a celebration too. The Miller family moved around, and Glenn grew up in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Colorado before he gave up university to become a full-time musician in 1926. In California in that year, he got a job as a trombonist and arranger with the great Ben Pollock's band. He left it in New York in 1928 and worked as arranger and player with other bands, notably the Dorsey Brothers and Red Nichols. In 1935, he recruited an American orchestra for British band leader Ray Noble and played with that band. And in 1937, he formed his own band. It wasn't a success, nor was one that he got together early in 1938, but by the autumn of that year, he put together an aggregation, as they used to say, that really clicked. RCA Victor signed it for its Bluebird label, and it got a lot of exposure in 1939 on radio, playing at the Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York. Miller also perfected the band's unique sound, a clarinet lead playing over the saxophones. By 1940, the band's popularity was huge. It was selling millions of records, playing in the top-ranked hotels and ballrooms, and broadcasting regularly on network radio. Here are two of its hit records from 1940. Pennsylvania 65,000, the phone number of the Café Rouge at New York's Hotel Pennsylvania, where the band had a three-month engagement. Then When You Wish Upon a Star, from the Disney movie Pinocchio. And from 1941, again from the soundtrack of It Happened in Sun Valley, Chattanooga Choo Choo. First, though, Pennsylvania 65,000.
Pennsylvania 65,000.
is too extreme when you wish upon a star as dreamers do. Fate is kind, she lives to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, crack 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call funny face.
to do. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
What a great band. Doesn't that just epitomize the swing era for you? Chattanooga Choo Choo, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, the vocal by Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs. Before that, we heard Ray Eberle singing When You Wish Upon a Star, and the band with Pennsylvania 6-5000. Even after all these years, I still chuckle every time when they come out at the end with Pennsylvania 65000. The tenor sax solo on Pennsylvania 65000 and When You Wish Upon a Star was by Tex Beneke. The Bluebird version of Chattanooga Choo Choo was, incidentally, the first record to be formally certified as a million seller. We heard, however, the soundtrack version, which is a little longer, and I think the sound is even better because of the original recording on film for the movie. In 1941, the Miller Band had, among its many popular records, a big hit with Elmer's Tune. And then in 1942, it was in its second film, Orchestra Wives. And from the soundtrack for that one, we'll hear American Patrol and I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. We're listening this morning to the Glenn Miller Orchestra to mark the occasion tomorrow of the 100th anniversary of Glenn Miller's birth.
Thinking of falling in love.
It's not the season, the reason is plain as a moon.
It's just Elmer's tune.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune.
Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Sing it, swing it, any old way and any old time.
The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street.
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the sing Elmer's tune.
Mama B. The baker and the man on the street.
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon.
All sing Elmer's tune. They all sing Elmer's tune.
Thank you.
you see her, you'll agree, my hometown gal's the only one for me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't wanna boast, but I know she's the toast of
Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by,
my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming,
hiya Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. What a gal, a real pitbull.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal
in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, zoo, Kalamazoo.
Gal in Kalamazoo, Glenn Miller in the orchestra, with Tex Beneke and Marion Hutton and the Modern Airs on the vocal, and that was from the soundtrack of their film It Happened in Sun Valley. Before that, from the soundtrack, we heard American Patrol, and from the Bluebird recording, Elmer's Tune, with Ray Eberly and the Modern Airs on the vocal. We're listening this morning to music by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of his birth, which will be tomorrow. Well, the band had been a great success, and in 1941, although the USA did not enter the Second World War until December, the military draft was beginning to affect the Miller Band, as several of its men were called up. In 1942, Glenn Miller, though over age, enlisted in the Army, and was made director of bands for the Army Air Force Technical Training Command. He was able to assemble outstanding musicians for groups ranging from full orchestra to small jazz ensembles. After a year and a half of building and training, Miller took his large band overseas. From a base outside London, his groups toured military bases in Britain and made Allied radio broadcasts, as many as 17 a week. From one of those 1944 broadcasts, we're going to hear one of Glenn Miller's classic hits from 1942, A String of Pearls. as well as the Bluebird recordings of two other 1942 hits, Moonlight Cocktail and Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
Jiggers of moonlight and add a star. Four in the blue of a June night and one guitar.
Mixing a couple of dreamers and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail.
Now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true.
As to the number of kisses, it's up to you.
Moonlight cocktails need a few.
Cool it in the summer breeze. Serve it in the starlight underneath the trees.
Discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please.
Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing. Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing.
me, anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me, no, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't give up with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You're getting a third degree when you the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching home.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me, and I'll be true till you come marching.
Ben Miller and the orchestra. We heard Moonlight Cocktail with a vocal by Ray Eberly and the Modern Airs, then A String of Pearls with his military orchestra, and again from 1942, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Tex Beneke, Marion Hutton, and the Modern Airs on the vocal. Late in December 1944, with the end of the war in Europe almost in sight, Miller and the band were ordered from England to Paris. On December the 15th, 1944, Major Glenn Miller hitched a ride in a small military aircraft heading for France. The plane took off into a driving rain and fog over the Channel. The plane was never seen again. The band did go to France and carried on with its assignment. After the war, the Miller Orchestra was led for several years by Tex Beneke, and there are still Glenn Miller bands around. To conclude our 100th birthday show, two recordings by that military band, one from 1944 of a 1940 hit, Tuxedo Junction, and one from 1943, but not available on records until well after the war, a number that Miller introduced to replace the traditional military march, the St. Louis Blues March. First, here's Tuxedo Junction. Thank you. We're listening to the St. Louis Blues March by Glenn Miller and his military orchestra, recorded in 1943. We've been listening today to the Glenn Miller Orchestra, the best-loved band of the swing era, to mark the 100th anniversary tomorrow of the birth of Glenn Miller, who died at the age of 40 during the Second World War. I've chosen some of the band's most familiar music for today, but it recorded about 300 songs in its few years, and many more were later available from radio broadcast recordings, so there's a lot to choose from, and lots of it is available on CD today. We hear the band quite often on this program, so I hope you'll continue to listen to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm David Peel, and I invite you to join me next Sunday for more music from the years from the 1920s to the 1950s here on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa.